want to thank you so much for your faithfulness to us all these years. You've been a part of our ministry for 36 years now, and we thank you. We appreciate each one of you and pray for the church here as well as your ministries. I want to share with you the work that's happening with the ladies in the church in Pachuca. 14 years ago, when we moved to begin a work in Pachuca, the ladies of the church passed out tracts and evangelized door to door. We saw some growth in the church as a result, but because many Mexican women had begun working outside the home, we were struggling to make any contact with people at home. So recently, the ladies of the church decided to try something new and evangelize at a local hospital, where they have an opportunity to reach family members waiting to see loved ones. Hospital policy only allows one person at a time to visit, leaving many people in the outdoor waiting area for long periods of time. This evangelism opportunity is exciting, and we are encouraged. I do ask for your prayer that the Lord will bless the women's ministry and bring people to know the Lord. As some of you know, Mike and I have experienced some health problems and other life challenges in recent years. While I know that our problems are not unique, nor are they worse than what any of you may have experienced, the last few years have been difficult. I thank the Lord that He is greater than any problem we have. The verse that encourages me past the trials I experience is John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. As a way to get through these trying times, the Lord has put on my heart a new and more personal ministry with the women in Pachuca. I have been meeting with each of the ladies in the church, from teenagers to more mature women, one-on-one. I listen, offer counsel, encourage, and pray with and for them. I take each lady out to a meal and spend as much time as she has available, listening and talking about whatever's on her heart. This ministry has been such a blessing, and it helps build up and encourage the women in our church. It also allows me to redirect my focus to them and the work God is doing in their lives instead of my personal challenges. A verse that reminds me to seek and provide godly counsel is Proverbs 11:14, where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. I want to encourage all the women to find or continue your ministry regardless of any life circumstances. It is sometimes tempting to feel like because of our trials or problems, we have nothing to offer. But God has given us each an ability to use for His glory.
That's right.
And as it says in 1 Peter 4:10, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
Amen.
Thank you so much for your hospitality, your love, prayers, and support. And I pray for continued blessings for your families and your ministries.
Amen.
Thank you, Susan.